You guys are running hot.
All right. Here we are at Peak Views with Ken Bloom and
Lisa Fisher.
And we're going to talk about some of the things that's been happening with chalk mines.
Well, hey, speaking of the chalk mines, I've heard it's been nearly 60 years since it became a wayside attraction.
Yeah, that's right. About 60 years ago.
Is that when they installed those railroad tie
right,
stairs?
Right, yeah. Those railroad tie stairs were installed in, and the restrooms are put there, and right now both of them are in bad shape of being refurbished.
Absolutely. But those railroad tie stairs, they take you all the way to the top of the peak, which isn't that the tallest peak in all of Greeley County?
Yep, that's the tallest spot in Greeley County, yeah, as far as I know, unless there's something that I don't know. But then the cross is up there. We got some new cameras up there so we can watch people come up the stairs in case we have an accident. But
also that cross changes color, doesn't it?
Yeah, we put new lights on that last year, and we can change it to the season. We can do disco lights and everything with that thing. But yeah, that was one of the new things that we did up there.
And when you walk down those trails on the other side, they're about ready to, you're looking into getting those fixed up as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we'd like to put a raised walkway from the top of that west staircase that the FFA built several years ago. We'd like to get that up off the ground for we're not having so much erosion in that area because it's just starting to be one big washout, and that's not going to be good.
And make it ADA accessible so everybody can get a view from the top.
Yeah, we applied for a grant. We're working on that right now. We'll have ADA accessibility to the peak, so then everybody will be able to get up there and view the river valley.
Yeah, and that telescope, too, is in the works? Or
yeah, I guess. I'm not real sure about all that. I think the FFA group in St. Paul, Nebraska, they were doing a grant, and that's one of the things that they applied for was a telescope to put in our new viewing platform up there if we ever, it's not going to happen right away, but that's something that's in the plans too.
Well, you speak a lot about grants. That means that Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine is a nonprofit, right?
Right. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. So if you donate time, it helps us out for our grants because we use that as in-kind donations. And also, if you want to make a cash donation that's all tax deductible, we can give you a 501c3 receipt. And at the end of the year, you can deduct that all off your taxes.
And that all goes, I mean, every penny donated goes straight to fixing up the mine and keeping it.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. None of us make any money.
Ain't that the truth?
And it's almost all done with volunteer help. There's some electrical things and stuff like that that normal people just don't want to mess with, or we don't even have the tools to do that, and that's when we have to call in specialists to do that.
Who are very generous with their time as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a construction company from Grand Island come up and add a new awning and roof to the visitor center.
That provides some much-needed shade, right?
Yes, and that roof was in terrible shape anyway, but now we won't have to worry about that for a long time, and I think that part of their labor was donated. Plus, they had a long ways to drive to get there. So, and then also our security system was put in by Doug Winters from Grand Island, and he volunteered a lot of his time and labor.
Isn't he originally from Scotia, too?
Originally, he is from Scotia. He still has family there. So,
very cool to see and hear so many good things about all of the generosity that's happening. I mean, New Year's resolutions. We've already discussed fixing up the stairway. The outhouses are in need of some repair. Is there anything else that needs to be done?
We need to do some serious tree trimming down there. There's a lot of dangerous branches hanging above the picnic area that need to come down. We need to get some signage in the parking lot. We need to work on the walkway down from the parking lot, and the parking lot needs some serious work done there. It works, but it needs improved.
Absolutely. You want to make sure it's safe and easily accessible for everybody for more years to come. Wonderfully said and noted. What if I wanted to be a volunteer or an employee for the start of next season? How would I do that?
Anything that has to do with the chalk mines you can find on our webpage, happyjackpeakandchalkmine.org. You can go there. There's an application on there you can fill out if you're looking for a job. if you want to volunteer, I would just call the number to the Chalk Mines and tell them that you're interested in volunteering. We'd like to find some older folks that have lived in the area for a long time that know kind of what, when people stop and want to know, hey, what's going on? They can tell them how to get over to Davis Creek. They can say, hey, you know,
Calibus,
this bar's open for food, or there's a gas station in Scotia or North Loop, because we're kind of out there away from everything. So unless you're from around there, you probably don't know where to go or how far it is to get there. So just if we had people to come in and visit with our people that come in for tours, a lot of times they might have to wait for a tour for 15 minutes to an hour, depending on how busy we are. It'd just be nice to have a greeter there that can and then good way to meet a lot of people from a lot of different places.
Absolutely. I hear such good things about how it's a internationally known site. Also, I mean, you spoke a little about your website. What about your social media pages? How do people get onto those?
Well, Lisa, funny you should ask. You're doing a really good job, by the way. Lisa runs our Facebook and Instagram pages, and the Instagram is mostly the history of the Chalk Mines and a lot of area stuff. So if you're a history buff, that's a good place to go check us out. And then on Facebook, you need to check us out there and follow us. That's where we have all the current events going on. Any interesting things that are going on, Lisa likes to post that. Just a good way to keep track of what's going on out there.
Up-to-date information is key.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I think that we covered all of the things that I had. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing more from Peak Views, Ken Bloom.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to do this at least once a week.
I would love to.
Okay, yeah. Well, till next time, from Twin Peaks.
from Peak Views,
it's Ken Bloom.
And Lisa Fisher.
Saying bye.